Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joel. I'm calling. Yes, can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. I hear you now.
How are you doing today, Mr. Bradley? My name is Joel. I'm calling from Milestone Capital. How are you doing?
Doing well, and you?
I'm doing very good. I'm just starting the week. Very quickly, like I said, I mean, I'm calling from Milestone Capital, and we fund businesses. You're still the owner of your business, correct, Mr. Bradley?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what we're doing pretty much is, I mean, we know that you looked into financing some time back, and we just want to provide you with some options on how to be profitable. And how long you been in this business?
I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm not going to buy anything because I'm waiting on another contract to come through before I buy anything. So I don't need anything, not right now.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to sell you anything. What we're doing is we will send you an email with some information that way you can look into it if based on the information that we gather from you. And then whenever you're ready to make a decision, if you need some capital for your business, you can go ahead and move forward. Otherwise, you just let it go. No big deal. You're not signing up for anything anyways. Okay?
Right.
So that's the big thing about it. So how long you been in this business?
Since the 8th month of 21.
Since 21, so about, 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what type of business is it?
Construction,
okay.
No, trucking. I own a truck. Trucking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So it's trucking.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And at the moment, do you have any loans or any cash advances?
I have my normal just livelihood loans and so forth.
Okay, just like something normal?
Yeah, just normal stuff.
Okay, and you're the only owner of your trucks, correct? You don't have any partners?
No.
Okay, and what would be your monthly revenue?
Gross or net?
Gross.
I probably do, I just say it on average, probably about between 28 and 30 grand a month, probably.
Okay. That's good. And let me see here. And if I was able to give you the some capital, I know you're not quite ready to make a decision right now, but just to kind of put a figure here on this, how much would you be looking for?
Man, I don't know a number to tell you. I mean, but if I bought more trucks, like I said,
it would be just to kind of figure here, and you know, let's say 20 or 30,000. You know, I mean, you just fill the blank right here, and whenever you're ready, I mean, you can go ahead and be specific about it.
So let me ask you this. What do y'all, you do with your bank account? So y'all want to see my bank accounts, and then y'all do whatever, and then it's and all that kind of stuff.
Whenever you're ready to make a decision on this, what we do is, we send you that application, and we just want to know that your business is profitable, and we just ask you for at least 2 to 3 bank statements. That way, one of my underwriters will present you with an offer. That offer is not you signing in for anything. That offer is just to let you know what we got. Based on that, you make a decision. If you think it's beneficial to you, if you think it's doable or profitable, you go for it. Otherwise, you just let it go. No big deal. That's pretty much how it works. Okay, right now what I'm doing is just pretty much just painting the picture here on the way they can go ahead and whenever you're ready, present you with an offer. You know, like I said, in this case, you're not making a decision now. Of course not. Whenever you're ready, you will know. So let me see here. So you think you would, whenever you kind of ready for this, you'd be looking for how much to get to expand?
Probably, yeah. Depending on what kind of loan it is. You know what I'm saying? But I mean.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you what are the terms that he's going to present you. I mean, some people want to go ahead and pay the loan weekly, monthly, I mean, you would agree on those terms with them whenever that time is correct. Okay, I mean, we're not going to give you, there's options, and you'll discuss that with them. You know what I mean? Right now, you're not making any decisions or anything like that. So at that time, whenever you're ready, he will present you with those offers. And you decide what you want to do, which one is the best way for you. Because a lot of customers, I mean, everybody does it different.
Right.
Yep. So, so how much would you say, 20 or 30,000, for instance?
30. I'd not be on the high side. I always leave in barn extra versus barn just enough.
Got it. And let me see. And what would you use it for? To expand, pretty much, or buy more trucks?
It's kind of one of the same thing, what you just said, it'd be to expand, but I'd apply it to where I could grow. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, of course.
Trailer,
so. Okay. Let me see. And the best contact number we have for you, Mr. Bradley, it's the one ending in 0032.
Yes, sir. Where are y'all based out of?
We are calling you from New York.
Okay.
From New York, yes. And let me see. And the best email that we have available for you right here is the one. It's mandh2015@gmail.com. Is that the best email?
mandhtransport2015@gmail.com.
Okay, let me go ahead and get that right real quick.
The reason I'm hesitant about this is I've checked into a couple of these loans, these different people, and it's nothing but a hit.
Right.
Well,
this is actually very
on the phone.
Right. This is actually very simple, because you're not going to be hunting us. We're going to go. We're going to be getting in contact with you, okay? So once they get in contact with you, they're going to go ahead and present you with all the options. Like I said, whenever you're ready and if you think it's doable, if it's beneficial to you, you go for it. Otherwise, you just let it go, okay? You're not going to be after these people, all these different requirements. You know what I mean? It's very simple. So so the email that I have right here, it's Mentz, and then what you said?
It's mandtransport2015
okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay.
mandtransport2015@gmail.
Okay, let me go ahead and get this right real quick just to double check, okay? It's going to be M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, N as in November, D as in Delta, H as in hotel, and then transport, correct?
Yes, sir.
Transport 2015@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And the name of the company, what is it?
M&H Transport.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is what I'll do, okay? As soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email to this email that you just provided me. And I'm going to go ahead and send you that email. On that email, there's going to be an application, okay? It can be done on your cell phone, or it can be done also on the computer, okay? So, like I said, all we require is just about 3 statements of your banks. An underwriter will get an offer for you. You look at it. You evaluate it. If you think, like I said, if it's beneficial to you, if it's the right time, the right terms, you'll shoot for it. Otherwise, you just let it go. No big deal. Okay, so they will get in contact with you. Yes,
so
go ahead.
You're going to send me an application, you're saying now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and send that to your email, the one that you just gave me. And once you get it, just go ahead and forward those monthly statements. And that's all we need. After that, one of my underwriters will get in contact with you in the next few hours. And he will present you the terms. He will present you what we have based on the information you gave me. And then we'll move forward to that. Like I said, by doing this, you're not making any decisions. You will make the decision if it's good to go, if it's good for you. Okay? Once you talk to them. And if you have any suggestions, you talk to them. No big deal.
But what is the number that he would be calling back from?
It will be probably the main office number. It might be the same that I'm calling, but I'm not quite sure because we have different numbers. But it should be from the same number that I'm calling you from. But what I'll do is here, I'm going to go ahead and put in my notes that if you don't pick up it the first time, to call you back in the next few minutes. That way you know, so he can go ahead and leave you a message. That way you know that it's them calling. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just put it on my notes and tell them to call you twice and just at the first time just to leave a message. That way you know exactly that it's us calling you and try to get in contact with you. Okay? That way you don't get random calls. Okay.
What's the name of your business?
Yeah, it's, that email is going to come from Carlos MilestoneCapitalFunding.com. Okay, so you want to go ahead and look for that email. Yeah, Carlos, that's my name, Carlos at MilestoneCapitalFunding.com. Okay, so you look for that email. As soon as you get it, open it up. It's very simple. Like I said, it takes just a few minutes. Send those, forward those statements, and the underwriter will get in contact with you. And you talk to him. If you like the terms that he presents you, go for it. If you don't, move on. No big deal. All right?
And how many month statements you say you need?
I would say, we require 4 months, but if you got 3, I think we can make it work with that. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm out on the road. I have to get my wife to do all that, getting all that stuff together. So it probably
Absolutely. Just go ahead and explain what she's going to be looking for. Explain to her what she's going to be looking for, and that way she can go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and forward those to that email that I will send you in the next few minutes, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
And what's your wife's name? I'm sorry.
Hope. Hope.
Okay. Got it. So I will keep that. I'm going to put her name also here just in case she's the one who picks up, okay? So that way she knows exactly what's going on also. All right. I want to thank you, Mr. Bradley, for taking the time to take this call and taking the first steps for this. And we'll see. Hopefully we're able to help you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.